This is the Midday Market Podcast on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone with Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net to take a look at the midday market session. Matt, what have we seen so far today in the grain markets?
You know, corn is off just a shade. Really, really quiet market, anywhere from unchanged to down a penny, penny and a half. Whereas soybeans are up a shade, anywhere from up two to up five. So really, really kind of quiet. You know, wheat's down just a little bit as well. So right now, I mean, these markets kind of feel like you need to check them for a pulse. They really, really aren't doing a whole lot. The corn market, I think, part of the reason it's off maybe a little bit here this morning is ethanol numbers came in quite a bit under a week ago, but some folks are doing, you know, shutdowns this time of year. Typically, ethanol consumption for corn backs off just a shade here in springtime, you know, especially as people are in the field and whatnot.
And I had talked with Jim this morning about how, you know, here in Iowa, we had some farmers out in the fields trying to get a little bit of planting done before the rain. But obviously, with the amount of rain we got, that's, you know, stopped at this point. But, you know, like you said, the market's not really reacting to any of that news at all, right?
Not really. I mean, typically, if you're going to have a situation where you would call it, for instance, a late spring or whatnot, it's nine times out of 10, you're going to have to get into the month of May before you're going to want to count on the market maybe to start reacting. If you go back to a year like 2019, I believe I was on another deal this morning, and the guy I was talking to said it was around the 13th of May that the market actually bottomed out and then started going higher. So it takes a little while for people to start believing, hey, this crop may get planted a little bit later. I mean, you got to stop and think. I mean, good night. You can plant a ton of acres very quickly these days. You know, our planter that we drag around is a 24 row, and most of these 16, 24 rows anymore are high speed planters, you know, so you can cover several hundred acres in a day. It doesn't take long to pick up the pace. So, you know, I think the trade's well aware of that. So it takes them quite a while to get excited.
Right. And with the, you know, how the current weather forecast is looking, I think it's about 10 days of a cooler, wetter weather. And here in Iowa, you know, with the rain that we got, not as much, and it's probably just going to dry out a little quicker. In your area, is it looking about the same? Or I know you guys are probably a little wetter right now, right?
We've been wetter, but we actually missed this rain last night right where I'm at. You go a half hour east of me, and they had a half an inch. You go west of me, and some of those guys are done planting beans, and some of them are half done planting corn. You get closer to St. Louis. So, you know, it's been a very mixed bag. But our forecast right now looks like it's not too ominous. It looks like maybe a chance of rain there on Thursday and a possibility of another rain or two next week. But there is several guys starting to really get going. One thing is very interesting for us anyway. I mean, field tile certainly makes a big difference. But this year, you know, our tiled ground is definitely ready several days before, you know, the ground that's not tiled. So it's something certainly that we're going to be thankful for there.
And then looking at the livestock side of things, closed decently yesterday. We're in the red today. What's the story there?
You know, whenever you look at cattle, for instance, I mean, you've had a couple of pretty strong days. You know, and in all honesty, I think that this market's just still in kind of a consolidation type tone. I don't know that anybody, as far as the funds go, want to push the downside here any more than what we've seen lately. But it looks like they don't really want to continue to buy it up as well. So I just feel like it's going to be kind of a sideways, quieter mode here, you know, as we wait on this cattle on feed report Friday.
All right, Matt, lots of great information today. For those of our listeners who'd like to get in touch and learn more from the folks at AgMarket.net, how can they do that?
Just go to AgMarket.net. It's the best place to get a hold of us and get our information and the different services we provide. It's just AgMarket.net.
Taking a look now at the midday market prices, May corn down a quarter at 4:30 and three quarters. May soybeans up 2 3/4 at 11:47 and three quarters. May soybean meal up 3 even at 3:38.30. Soybean oil down 7 cents at 44.84. Chicago wheat down 8 3/4 at 5:41 even. Kansas City hard red wheat down 8 1/2 at 5:79 even. Minneapolis spring wheat down 1 3/4 at 6:36 1/2. May oats up 3 3/4 at 3:49 and three quarters. On the Merck, June live cattle down 92 at 174.80. May feeders down 67 at 240.30. May lean hogs down 57 at 94.15. May pork cutout unchanged at 101.40. And May Class 3 milk down 23 cents at 17.08. And that's been a check of the midday market prices. Thanks again to Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net for joining us today. Stay tuned later for the closing market podcast as I talk with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. I'm Riley Smith.